This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Dean, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm back. We're live. We're happening. And I'm in the backyard of my good buddy Steve Stallings in Boulder, Colorado, and having the best time ever. I know we just started Super Don, and it's already the best broadcast ever. Even if the broadcast itself sucks, it's the best because I'm outdoors in Colorado, and it's beautiful. Wow. The sun's shining. I'm looking at, there's a Bigfoot in the back. Yeah, there's Bigfoot. I see Bigfoot. You all can't see it. Yeah, there's Bigfoot in the back. And then we're at a daytime show, so we can't talk about Bigfoot till the overnight hour. So, but he's here somewhere back there. And, folks, I've been missing doing a lot of live shows, quite honestly. When was our last live? We did a Friday. We did new episode on Friday. We did a new episode on Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. We were live with, or pre-recorded with, Dr. Batista. I mean, I haven't been live on YouTube all week. Is that possible?
It is possible. In fact, it's factual.
Oh my gosh.
People have missed you. People have grumbled and complained and whined because they want their RSB.
Oh, well,
so here
stop,
we are.
Stop your bitching and moaning. I'm back, all right? Y'all, it's just been a few days. Listen, we never have done a trip like this, never, in the years since I've been doing this show 6 days a week. And once again, Super Don's my hero, my buddy, making it all go. Thanks to Joni Abbott once again for guest hosting one of those days. And we'll see. We're getting close to setting up a new studio as we make our way west. I don't know. I'm definitely unplugged from the world of news for the most part, but I could not miss, for the life of me, the excitement of the ruling against Monsanto. Busted big time. Was it $289 million were awarded to this guy? Punitive damages included, I believe, for exposure to glyphosate. This is Roundup. And he was a school groundskeeper using glyphosate round. They said, oh, it's safe. And he had some concerns, apparently, this guy. And this is what came out in the trial. He actually called Monsanto. It said, you know, there's stuff going on here. Is this safe? Oh, we'll get back to you. We'll call you. Probably okay. Never called them back. And then under the course of discovery, and Jeffrey Smith was reporting on this, our good buddy Jeffrey, they found secret documents that were revealed, and they just let them loose to the public before the judge had an even opportunity to say, oh, no, don't release that. Don't let anybody see it. So there's so much. I mean, I'm going to use the word evil behind Monsanto at this point, what they were hiding, covering up. They were purchasing university research. They were doing their own research. They were sending out attack squads, hit squads, not literally, as far as I know, to kill people outright, but to destroy their reputation or the science, like when they went off after Cirillini and his study showing that the rats that were fed GMO foods were developing tumors, becoming unable to reproduce. I mean, all of these things came out in this trial, and it's like, finally, you know, and I'm looking at so many people that are good people on this planet that haven't gotten the memo yet, that are still spraying Roundup all over their yards. They're in gated communities that are mandating the spraying of glyphosate. Now, not only has the World Health Organization acknowledged that it causes cancer, but now in this court case, they said, this is ridiculous. This is so bad. We are not going to just, you know, a slap on the wrist for Monsanto, $289 million. Now, they'll probably appeal. This could be years before this guy gets a penny, and he's going to die beforehand because he's got this non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, unless he taps into the things we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and our buddy Ty Bollinger has talked about through The Truth About Cancer. Our buddy Chris Barr has talked about in terms of whole foods, nutrition, selenium. But I don't know if we've got access to him to that degree. But regardless now, you can no longer claim that glyphosate is a safe ingredient, that it doesn't cause cancer, that it's benign. And, folks, where I was staying the last few days down in south of Denver, our friends there have a garden. My dear friend who's married to another friend, she was out there weeding by hand. I'm like, praise you. You're digging out. This is what I did for like 2 years, the first 2 years in the home we were renting in Florida. I was digging it out by hand. You know, so I'm not going to spray it. I'm going to poison the whole lawn. I got out there and worked the land, and I beat back those weeds. Some of those weeds, in fact, are cures for cancer. Some of those weeds can reverse cirrhosis of the liver. And what are we doing? We're spraying them with things that cause cirrhosis, that cause cancer. What kind of idiots are we? Now, we're going to talk about the extinction of the human species. Some of them argue it's because of laziness. No, I'm going to go stupidity, because we're the only species that thinks he can poison himself and go, yeah, it's fine. I got more poison over here the doctors in our tribe are going to fix me up with, that are going to correct the poisons I've been poisoning myself with to begin with. Right? How smart are we? Not so very. But right now we're getting smarter, and a court, a judge actually, and a jury ruled against Monsanto. It's a good day to celebrate, Super Don. Not only that, I'm outdoors in Boulder.
Yeah, well, you know, it's when you look at the details of the case, it is pretty damning. It really is, because the jury verdict came back, and they actually quote him here saying that there was clear and convincing evidence that Monsanto's officials acted with malice or oppression in failing to adequately warn of the risks. And I mean, you already listed off some of the crazy stuff that was found in, I guess, what do they call it, discovery? When, you know, they're displaying, you know, and putting the evidence forward. But, I mean, you had the company pushing its version of science through ghostwritten work that was designed to appear independent. And they also presented jurors with evidence showing how the company had worked with the EPA officials to promote this safety message and suppress the evidence of harm. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that was discovered here that isn't hidden anymore. You know, I mean, it's in a court. Now, like you said, the judgment, $289 million, that's a huge number. As we've seen with a lot of these court cases, you know, most recently with a lot of these cases with Johnson & Johnson over the talc, right, that they've come out with these large judgments that have been reversed because these guys can really lawyer up. But, you know, I the most interesting part, I think, is, you know, you were saying that they've proven that it causes cancer. But Bayer wants to disagree with you, because right after this decision, Bayer, which, you know, now is the new name of Monsanto, came out and they said, no, you silly people. No, it's not bad. In fact, you know, it will not cause cancer as long as you use it according to the label.
Okay, pause for a moment. You say Bayer is now, which owns Monsanto, took them over, is now saying that glyphosate is perfectly safe. Pay no attention to the science, the research, the studies, the court decision. Now, folks, if you believe that, let's go back to World War II, Nazi Germany, and we're going to find out there is a conglomerate called IG Farben. After World War II, they were split up, broken up, and IG Farben's demon spawn included Bayer, Hest, BASF. Many of the modern pharmaceutical companies are rooted in Nazi Germany extermination camps. And Bayer is telling you that glyphosate is okay? Run. Run. It's the absolute opposite. Absolutely. And all of you earth muffins out there, my friends, my environmentalist friends, I love you. But gosh darn it, you want the federal bureaucracy and the District of Criminals to protect the environment? Really? It's called regulatory capture. Look it up. The EPA has been captured by Monsanto, just as the FDA is captured by, name the pharmaceutical company. Let's go, Merck. Let's go, Bayer, GSK. Let's go CDC, captured by the vaccine manufacturer. Oh, yeah, the federal government is going to save us from everything. No, they're facilitating the poisoning of the population, the poisoning of the people, and the world's greatest polluter becomes the government itself. So tell me how big government is going to save us from environmental disaster. They're just lavishing the money that's being thrown their way to just tell you that they're going to save you while they take the money from the very polluters that you seem to hate, right? Bayer, Monsanto, right? Bayer's a better name than Monsanto, really. Well, the only thing Monsanto had going for it, it wasn't the demon spawn of IG Farb in Nazi Germany. Now they do. It's gotten better for them, and they've lost the court case, folks. I've just, you know, again, this is where, yes, I love our environmentalist friends, but they're just so deluded. And by the way, RFK Jr., you want to talk about a bona fide environmentalist. He's a leftist, he's a big government guy, but at the same time, I give him props because he was behind this lawsuit that won. And he was also on this very show and acknowledged that Ron Paul was right. About what? About the only way to protect the environment is to protect private property. That's right. Because people who have an interest, closer and closer to the interest of the property that they live on, that they control, that they own, that they run, and the people around it that are affected by it, have a much better ability to protect it than bureaucrats from the District of Criminals. Or even representatives that they send out, like, for instance, they go out into the West. They go out into the wilds of Colorado. Most EPA officials would perish in 24 hours or less if you left them out in the mountains alone. They're environmental? They know about the environment? No, they'll get eaten by a bear. And they'll be so anti-gun, they won't even protect themselves. They'll say, go ahead, eat me, bear. Right? And we'll be better off for it, by the way, if an EPA official is eaten in the mountains of Colorado. Anyway, see, this is what happens when I'm pent up and I haven't been on radio for a week here, and I'm just being so mean to environmentalists. But I'm just trying to let you know, if you really believe in protecting the environment, you've got to defend private property. And also, this is the other aspect that they don't get about private property defense. If you actually have more of the common law in action, if your neighbor is poisoning his property and it ends up poisoning yours, you have an ability to go after them in court. And you'll have recourse because Monsanto won't be behind your neighbor backing him up because glyphosate is safe. It's not. Folks, bring it back home. The closer to home, localism is the way you can salvage this. If you're into the environment, go local. Screw the feds. Get them out. Kick them out of your state. In fact, why not sell off all of the federal lands to private individuals and allow them to protect the environment in a way that the feds never could? All right, that's it. Now detoxify your liver and stop spraying your dandelions and start picking them and eating them in your salad or turning them into tea. Questions of the day coming up? Yeah, I'm going to catch up on a few of them. We got one from Shane. We got one from Carolyn. And we'll see where it goes from there. I'll try to be nice to you all from this point forward. Actually, I think I was pretty nice to the environmentalists. I didn't call them names.
The Voter Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we had a question on YouTube about the stealing of that plane at SeaTac. I'll get into that more, but the guy was on an SSRI. I guess, you know, the one of the things that you're going to have to assess is, like, anybody. Like, we've talked about school shootings, psychiatric drugs every time. Pilots, very dangerous. As we see, the suspicion is that, you know, remember that disappearance of that plane in Malaysia? That the guy was depressed or something like that. Was he on any? I don't know. These are the things, and I think a similar scenario is occurring there with baggage handlers now. So you're going to have to find out, are they on psychiatric meds first and foremost? That's the real great danger. It's not about foreign terrorism. It's about our own people out of their minds because doctors have put them on SSRIs or antipsychotics or things like that that are causing them to go psychotic. So we'll get to that. But first and foremost, we got to catch up on some questions of the day. We don't have the question of the day theme. I'm not plugged in to do that, Super Don. Is that all right? Can you do the question of the day theme? Go ahead.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
There you go.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I knew he could do that. Super Don with the voices. That was awesome. Well, Shane's got a question apparently about macular degeneration. Let's see what this says here. I'm reading it now. Hi, Robert. Hope your travels were great experience for you. Well, they still are. We're still in the midst of them. And you know what? As I'm going to repeat this, it isn't so much about the places we've been. It's about the people we're connecting and reconnecting with. And, man, that makes my heart so happy. Yeah, it's cool to see mountains, and it's majestic. But the people that you have a heart connection with that you've known for years and reconnecting, that makes me so happy. And then our next generation, our kids are getting together. That's awesome. So, yeah, these experiences have been great. Hope Super D is awesome today as well. Super D, are you awesome today? You sound awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. He did the voice really well. I was hoping to get a question about macular degeneration and cataracts answered. I was looking up possible treatments for it, and good old colloidal silver came up. If silver could reverse this, would you or could you use it safely every day till it goes away? Or what else could you use? Thank you, Robert. Super D. Keep rocking the health world. Okay, Shane. I've said that silver is an adjunct, a critical part of the treatment recovery for all eye diseases. Why? Because in addition to being a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, it takes tissue that's injured or inflamed. And this is true of all degenerative conditions of any tissues in the body, including the eye, inflammation. If you can deliver the silver ions to the area of inflammation, it takes those cells out of inflammation almost instantaneously. So it's going to help. Now, the other aspect of silver is we're finding out more and more and more is that it stimulates a process of regeneration. So you take the injured cells out of injury and then you accelerate regrowth of new healthy tissue. And what would normally be problematic in the eyes or anywhere else, scar tissue formation, it seems to prevent, retard, or eliminate the formation of scar tissue. So while you're healing at an accelerated rate, you're not going to end up with scar tissue that could create vision problems moving forward. Now, what do we see with any type of inflammation disease? We see mineral deficiencies simultaneous to heavy metals displacing those minerals. So inflammation of the eyes always, in my experience, has been partly due to heavy metals like mercury. And it manifests differently in everybody, but if you've got a mercury burden, the optic nerve can be hammered. All of the nerves of the body, the brain, is going to be hammered by that mercury. So putting silver in to heal tissue is not enough. You've got to detoxify from that burden. And so that means increasing selenium levels. Doing, if you need intravenous chelation for the most aggressive removal for really serious situation, utilizing botanicals, cilantro, other things that can help bind and remove heavy metals, healing the gut. All of that's going to play a big role. Now, Dr. Christopher's has some interesting eye formulas you can take orally. They have eye washes you can do in the eye as well. And there are homeopathic remedies for macular degeneration that you can take orally. Some Similasan out of Switzerland has some. I don't know if they sell them in the United States anymore. Very specific formulations that you actually drop into the eye. And now, interestingly enough, preserved by forms of silver. How cool is that? They understand silver's role in preserving or preventing microbial growth in those eye drops. So we've got a lot of cool stuff that silver is doing in that regard. So yes, I would do silver, but I would use the silver hydrosol because any old generic colloidal silver could have massive amounts of silver that are not even active, and it might discolor the tissue. That wouldn't happen with the ion form that's found in the hydrosols we use, our friends at Natural Immunogenics, Sovereign Silver Argent 23. And I've utilized it in my eyes, my kids' eyes. My wife uses it almost every day. Still, at the end of the day, you can drop it in and you feel good. Talking to her, she's over there, right? She's nodding. I'm not making that up. So, Shane, yes, silver is a part of the healing that is necessary, but not the only thing. All right, we got a big question of the day related to gut destruction. Total gut destruction. What are you asking of me when it's been that destroyed? We'll see what we can do with Carolyn's question after the break. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it, Boulder, Colorado. I'd say in the house, but I'm in the outside the house in Boulder, and it is glorious and beautiful up here. Sunshine, and I don't know, man. Everybody's moving here for cannabis, but I think there's stuff that was gorgeous here way before the cannabis came about, honestly. And I have yet to see a cannabis store. I think we saw a CBD sign on the highway coming up here, but I haven't seen all of those stores apparently that you can go in and They're selling it to infants and children with lollipops. I mean, it's crazy up here. What's going on? No, they're not doing that. But there's a lot of tax revenue that's being raised. I just don't know what they're doing with it.
School
stuff? Okay. All right. So, anyway, we're having a great time up here. Super Don, any comments coming through the YouTube chat room? Anything else I need to know? Because I'm so excited I'll probably bypass things that I need to be doing on the show today.
No, I think we're good so far, but we do have another question of the day.
Another one. I won't make you do the voice then, but it looks like if I reviewed this correctly, this was a devastating one. Yeah. This is coming from Carolyn. And, you know, this is the thing that gets me even more upset than the environmentalists that think the EPA is protecting the environment. This is about the people who believe doctors are protecting your gut. They're destroying your gut. And they don't understand, or if they do, they're even worse off for what they do to repair your gut, the things they do. Now, in the book Unlock the Power to Heal that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, the chapter is The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. That's right. Chemotherapy. Antibiotics are a form of chemotherapy. They're indistinguished. They don't care what's down there. They'll kill it all. Not only will they do that, but they'll destroy the very home for the microbiome. The little villi, like the rainforest that your microbiome lives in, gone. The cellular inflammation that may have preceded the antibiotics, even worse. So you got cell separation. Now you've got leaky gut. Stuff coming through that isn't supposed to. It doesn't matter what you're trying to digest. You can't. You've got macromolecules. You've got proteins entering the blood. Now you've got immune responses. You've got hyperhistaminic responses. You've got allergies. Not because of allergens out here, but because of your gut being leaky. And then the good doctors that are praised in churches and synagogues, that are destroying your life. They're praised. Oh, look, we'll give you more antibiotics because there's a dysbiotic growth of yeast, candida, even though that's not technically an antifungal. They might put you on an antifungal, which is devastating for your liver. But then they'll put you on prednisone because they've so devastated the inflammation is so brutal that they're trying to save your life. I get that. They put you on a powerful steroid hormone to shut down inflammation, which guess what that else does? What else that does? It shuts down your immune system. Let's see, what kind of bad things can happen, unintended consequences, if they destroy your immune system on purpose? I don't know. You could die from a cold. You could die from a yeast infection. Or you can get cancer. Because without an immune system, you have no check on cancer cells that are normally occurring in all of us at any point in time when a cell goes rogue due to ionizing radiation or inflammatory compounds due to heavy metals, other things, pesticides, glyphosate, Roundup. All bets are off. They put you on prednisone. They can only do that for a short period of time, though, because the longer you're on prednisone, the sicker you become, the more toxic and weak your liver becomes. And the thinning of the very membranes that are inflamed to the point of membrane disintegration. So the very lining of your gut begins to disintegrate. And then what? They cut you open and they resection your colon. They start cutting out parts of your intestines. I mean, you can't make a Monty Python skit as gross as what they do in real life to your gut. What your gastroenterologist and colorectal surgeon do. Now, I'm not saying they're mean and nasty and evil because that's what they want to do to you. That's how they're trained. That's all they know. Now, I remember I had a gastroenterologist on from Arizona, a friend of mine who's a former sheriff, his sister, whatever, connected, and they're trying to do the right thing. So it's not like GI docs are all ignorant. They're starting to figure this out like everybody is. There's consciousness shift happening. But here we've got a question of the day that goes to everything I've just pointed out to you. That's why I wanted to proceed the question of the day with this. This is from Carolyn. She says, my nephew is 30 years old, and his colon and rectum are completely removed. Did you hear me? The colon, rectum, gone. I'm not making this stuff up. The road to colostomy bags paved with GI doctors, colorectal surgeons. Sure, they mean well, but the road to no colon and no rectum paved with good intentions from gastroenterology. And remember, folks, when I was a younger homeopath, I met a young Emory University student who wanted to become a medical doctor, who had already been butchered in this way. He already had a colostomy bag. He came to me for help because he was on ciprofloxacin, Cipro, every day. And it was destroying him. And he couldn't form a stool. It was diarrhea constantly through this bag. I'm sorry to gross you out. And I got him on the silver. We utilized an Allicin stabilized garlic. I got him on homeopathic phosphorus, some homeopathic GI remedies, and he was off Cipro within a couple of weeks. Now he is a physician, an MD psychiatrist, but I think he knows better because of what he saw before he went to medical school. And so this 30-year-old nephew of Carolyn's, completely devastated by these surges that have removed his colon and rectum. He had the surgery for it, got the colostomy bag. He hated it. It bubbled, leaked, and was so embarrassing. He then had the J-pouch about a year ago, and he is doing horrible with the J-pouch. I mean, they're trying to maneuver it. It's like young Frankenstein. What can we do? His bottom and inside are so inflamed that the only thing that helps him is baths. He's constantly in the bathroom. The surgeons say that it takes a while for your brain to connect that you don't have a colon or a rectum. I mean, how do you're asking your brain to make this decision of you no longer have something other humans, strange and dangerous humans, have removed? And they have medical degrees. They're the smart ones. Don't fall for it, folks. The surgeon says it takes a while for your brain to figure out that you no longer have those body parts. The surgeons now want to do a reversal of the J-pouch and just have him wear the colostomy bag. He's devastated. I can't explain the whole thing because he started having problems 4 years ago. It's been an awful battle. I can't even begin. He is depressed, and he is scaring our family. See, that's the next devastating part of this. The good intention doctors have devastated this human being to such a degree that now he's probably thinking thoughts nobody wants you to think. Anyone to think, least of all any of your loved ones. So is there anything that will help decrease the inflammation, help with devastation? He's scheduled for surgery next month, reversal of the J-pouch. Any advice? Well, Carolyn, God bless you for caring for him. I'm just so sorry that this has happened to him. I will say, obviously it's too late to heal the tissue that's no longer there, but the colostomy bag may be the only option at this point. But what can we do? Like my friend, the future doctor, we got him on the silver. We didn't have at that time access to cannabidiol, CBD from hemp or cannabis. CBD is going to be a powerful adjunct to his recovery to the best of the ability, despite the fact that they butchered him. So you're going to find out what dose, what potency he needs. Our friends at CV Sciences have something we've been using. They've got raw, they've got green, they've got gold, which is the super concentrate, but all whole plant-based extracts. And get him on that to reduce the inflammation, address some of the psychological and emotional components to get him out of the worst of the anxiety, which is understandable in these circumstances. Get him on some homeopathics for depression. We've talked about sepia, which is the inky juice of the cuttlefish in a homeopathic form or combination formulas for depression, for anxiety, in addition to the CBD. I would do the silver aloe protocol now. Get the silver hydrosol, get the aloe vera, drive it in there. Cool the inflammation that is still a chronic response that has not been corrected by any of the drugs or the surgery that was done to your nephew. And then, of course, clean up what goes into this kid's diet. I say a kid, he's 30. But if he doesn't go organic or the organic equivalent, you're putting in glyphosate. If you think you can eat whole grains, they're all soaked in Roundup. And Roundup is devastating, devastating to the epithelial lining of the gut. L-glutamine is a common amino acid that's used to regenerate the tissue, but more importantly, silica. The trace mineral silica is the most overlooked mineral in terms of connective tissue integrity. You can get that from the horsetail extract or the tea of the extract. They concentrate it into a tablet from our friends at Alta in Idaho. It's a tableted form. You can do the Alta Silica Challenge and really pump it up, but you've got to heal and cool that inflammation so that whatever digestive capacity this young man has, we can restore it. And then, of course, the probiotics, reestablishing the microbiome. But we've got to restore the small intestines to the best of our ability. And that's the Silver Aloe Protocol. Those are the adjuncts in that chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal. There's CanGest Tea also from Alta Health Products. CanGest. You can take that powder, teaspoon of it, put it in warm water, and that activates it. Drink it down also 3 times a day, maybe a 4th time a day before bedtime. It'll help the liver. If you still have a gallbladder, it'll help the gallbladder. There are so many things that can be done before anybody would ever have to resort to the butchery that your nephew has gone through. And I'm so sorry this has happened. But let that be a lesson to everybody that I'm not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. This is not about radio, talk radio, being inflammatory because I want to just get you to listen again because what is he going to say next? This is not that. This is as deadly serious as I ever get. The road to colostomy bags that I talk about, it's through modern medicine. You can reverse it before it happens, but once it's happened, it's very difficult to reverse what has happened to your nephew. Super Don, you got anything to add to that? I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm all too serious about this because it's my heart is heavy every time I hear this story, and it's younger and younger people. As I said, teenagers, they do this too.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where, I mean, it's, you know, there are things you can do, and you suggested, you know, a whole lot of good things to try and help, you know, the situation. It's just too bad that, you know, we weren't able to get to him before this point. But good luck to him, you know?
Yeah, yeah, all the best on his recovery. Again, the CBD, anything that would help outside of psychiatric medicine because of the devastation, you know, if you're suicidal already or if you're thinking those thoughts because you don't see life, a future for you, the SSRIs could send you over the edge. That's what we hear and see time and time again. So manage it differently. Again, there are herbs, there are homeopathics, there's the CBD now. There are many ways to address depression. But, of course, having a positive outlook, it's hard when you see what the experts have done to you. They've devastated you. And you're like, well, if the experts don't know what to do. And I got to that point at the age of 19 years of age. The experts didn't know what to do for me. I was heading down that road. I had gastrointestinal distress since I was a baby. And I found homeopathic medicine. Eventually added, again, organic food. Water, for God's sake. Water, clean water. You know the molecular hydrogen we talk about? Go to robertswater.com. Download the ebook. We write about it in there. Hydrogen can facilitate massive healing and reduction of inflammation as well. Echo water. Check it out, folks. We got a lot more healing to go. We'll talk about the extinction of Homo erectus. Super Don has an angle on it that I don't know what that is. We're going to find out about it when we come back from this break. Also, a constitutional convention next hour.
The Robert Scott Bell
Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report. Absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I could tell you how much I'm enjoying broadcasting live outdoors from Boulder, Colorado, but then Super Don would have to beat you up. No, he wouldn't. I can't put into words how ecstatic, excited I am to be out west. And I'm wearing my Western style Outlaw Vaccines t-shirt today. Let's see if the people of Boulder appreciate that. If I go out and about, we'll find out. But we're doing our level best to bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you. That, if there is a mission, there may be a few missions that are parallel here, but that's one of the keys. You have the power to heal. You've been convinced that you don't by, medical, priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They're the go-betweens between you and their pharmaceutical gods. And that's just not right. It's fine to use a pharmaceutical to get out of a crisis, but get off of it as fast as you can. The real medicine is in the garden, and I've got gardens out back of me today, and I want you all to go there. Now, the question about extinction level events. Apparently, I don't know where Australopithecus lays out in this regard, Super Don, but you've got a story about Homo erectus. And of course, all the teenagers are snickering. He said erectus. We're talking about some form of a missing link history. Now, I'm not going to get into the aliens coming down and engineering us at the moment because we're not a midnight show. But what is this argument that the reason they're extinct is due to laziness?
Well, you know, when it comes to archaeology, archaeologists will dig things up. And they'll find things, and then they have to speculate, right? Come up with a hypothesis as to what it is that they're looking at. So, you know, I mean, we don't know for sure. But according to this new evidence here, the Homo erectus, which I guess first appeared like 2 million years ago,
okay,
apparently, according to what they found, were kind of lazy.
Lazy?
They were lazy. The Homo erectus was lazy. And
what was the evidence of that?
Well, they're speculating that they became extinct because they found these you know, because back then they used rocks for tools, right? You know, it's like, you know, the rock to break the stuff and the, you know, to kill animals and stuff of that nature. And apparently the Homo erectus, rather than putting a lot of effort into making really good tools, they had a tendency to kind of just, so, you know, we'll just kind of hang out where there's easy access to stones and water rather than having to make the trek up the hill to go and get the good stuff. So what they did is they found that where they were living, they basically just kind of used whatever was there rather than making the effort to go to where they could get, like, the good rocks for the good tools in order to do stuff.
So was it laziness or lack of creativity? Right? Thinking outside of their limited...
Well, here's the thing. From where they were living, I guess, there was this area where they could have gone in order to be able to, get the good rocks, the good quality rocks to be able to make the good tools and stuff. Instead, they stayed at the bottom of the hill and just kind of used whatever was there, right?
What you're saying is that they went to the Homo erectus version of Walmart where the cheap Chinese stuff was. The hardcore guns. Smiths that were there that were doing the good work, and you get quality. They're like, nah,
right,
we'll just work with the stuff we can grab from the lower shelves. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting story there. I don't know what to make
of
that laziness.
I guess we need to call them Homer erectus now.
Homer?
Rather than Homer Simpson, kind of, right?
Okay.
Yeah, right? You know?
Homer
just
erectus.
Just hanging out on the couch.
Right? And do they brew their own beer? I don't know. I don't know. That goes way back.
Anyway, I think this stuff is kind of fascinating. You know, because there's no way to know exactly. You know, when you got millions year old, artifacts, you can only kind of guess what they are.
So this was during the time of Atlantis, maybe?
Dude, I don't know.
Come on,
Before
Atlantis, maybe.
I'm not Indiana Jones. I'm sorry, I don't.
All right, so another show. We'll do the aliens genetically engineering humans into their modern context. Okay,
there you go.
Can we do that?
There you go.
Will people on YouTube freak out if we do that? I could go there. I could go there. Listen, next hour though, I want to give you a heads up. By the way, go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see upcoming events. Next week, in fact, next Sunday, a week from today, I'll be broadcasting live from Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan, at the Cancer Prevention Convention. Ty Bollinger, Charlene Bollinger will be there. Doc Detox will be broadcasting in. Dr. Tony Jimenez, Marlene Siegel. Y'all, if you haven't got your tickets, go get them, man. It's selling out fast. We'll be there. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Other events, too. All right, what's going on in Italy? Not just their good pasta, but apparently a populist government is doing something good. Scientists are freaking out. Also, conservatives calling for constitutional intervention. A convention? We're going to talk about it with my buddy Steve Stallings next hour. It's going to be great. You get a lot more healing to go in the meantime. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.